faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman's suspicions are proven right as Mike Hickey, political boss of Metropolis, plans trouble for the Daily Planet and for Joe Martin, war hero brother of Beanie Martin, the planet copy boy. Listen.
Did you see the roasting the Daily Planet gave me today, Pete?
Yeah, Mr. Hickey, I did. And I see they're backing that G.I. hero, Joe Martin, for mayor.
What a joke.
No, it's not so funny. The Planet's the most important newspaper in this state, and they're out for my hide. So we've got to nip this reform movement in the bud before it can grow up and nip us.
You got any ideas, Mr. Hickey?
Plenty of them. And the first thing is to crack down on the Planet, but good. I'll show those wise guys who's boss in this town.
Look, suppose you're good friends with the movie star George Sanders. You breeze right into the United Artists studio and ask him to pose for a picture. He says, for you? Sure. So you snap a photo anybody would envy. But here's an easier way you can get that photo. George Sanders is one of 24 famous screen and sports stars whose photos you can get as a prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. And there's Peggy Ann Garner of 20th Century Fox. And Charlie Trippi, All-American halfback. Just wait till you see these photos, sharp and clear. A handy, candid camera size. And to help complete your collection of all 24 photos, play the exciting new game of Photo Swap. We'll show you later how it's played. Correct. And keep on collecting your photos from every package of those crisp, catchy-tasting flakes of whole wheat Kellogg's Pep. Talk of a delicious breakfast dish. Well, you won't talk. You'll be spooning up Pep faster and faster and faster. It's that good. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When strong-armed men hired by Mike Hickey, political boss of Metropolis, seriously injured Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen at an opposition rally, editor Perry White swore he would break Hickey's hold on the city in the approaching election. Disregarding Clark Kent's warning that it would be dangerous for the Daily Planet to take on the job alone, White announced he would back Joe Martin, war hero brother of copy boy Beanie Martin, for mayor. Now, the following morning, White and Joe Martin are in conference in the gray-haired editor's office when Kent enters.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mr. Kent.
Just come from the hospital, Chief. Jim's getting along fine.
Oh, good, good. And we're going to get along fine here, too.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you suppose I mean? We're getting our campaign to rid Metropolis of Mike Hickey and his rotten political machine underway.
Well, that's fine, Chief.
You know, Kent, I've had at least 50 telephone calls congratulating me on my editorial in yesterday's Planet.
And you should see the mail.
Oh, say, that's swell, but Chief, I...
And Joe here, what... Oh, you tell him, Joe. Tell him about the phone calls and wires from XGIs who offer to help put over your campaign for mayor.
Well, a lot of the boys are for me, of course, but I don't think we should build our hopes too high. At least I'm not.
You're not? Well, what kind of talk is that? Are you ready to give up even before the fight's begun?
Oh, no, Mr. White. I'll never give up my fight against Mike Hickey and others like him. I'm just being realistic, that's all. You see...
What do you mean, realistic?
Oh, wait, easy, Chief. Give him a chance. Go on, Joe. Well, I think it'll take more time than we've got to beat Hickey. Because in order to smash a political machine, you've got to put together a strong citizens' organization. Line up good speakers, run rallies, have a staff of workers in each ward, every block, who'll explain the issues to the voters. But it'll take until the next election to do that.
Nothing doing. Nothing doing. I'm not waiting until the next election. I'll be hanged if I'm going to sit idly by while the Hickey strong-armed mob runs this city for another 10-year moment. I want action now. This year. I'll hammer at them day after day, all over the front page.
All right.
And if you fellows aren't with me, I'll do it alone.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just relax for a moment and listen. Neither Joe nor I deny that everything you say about Mike Hickey is true.
All right. Then why don't you...
We want Hickey's scalp as much as you do. Matter of fact, you may recall that I've been after you for some time to open up in that bunch in City Hall.
Okay, so now we're going to get after them.
Yes, but with the elections only a month off, I'm afraid that maybe your way, as Joe says, is wrong. Now, I've got an alternate plan to suggest. One that'll give us better than a 50-50 fighting chance for success. Are you willing to listen?
Why, of course I am. Go on, spill it.
Okay, here it is. Now, my plan depends on...
Just a minute, Ken. Someone wants me on the intercom.
Okay.
Yes?
Murphy, composing room.
Well, what is it, Murphy?
Trouble, Chief. No paper.
What do you mean, no paper? I know that a boat loaded with paper for us docked in the harbor last night.
That's right. And our trucks were at the dock first thing this morning to pick it up. But they couldn't get the paper.
Why not?
The boat's quarantined.
Quarantined?
What's that?
Yeah, the health department says one of the crew is sick with something that might start an epidemic. So they ordered the boat anchored out in the harbor.
Oh, no.
Not bad.
How will we fix the paper stock, Murphy?
Not so good. You know, we loaned about 500 tons to the Bulletin last week after their warehouse burned down. That leaves us with only enough left for 2 days.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, sir. If we don't get an okay to unload that boat by day after tomorrow, we are out of business.
Great Scott. I'll call you back, Murphy.
Right.
Well, how do you like that? Just when we need paper like never before to blast that Hickey mob out of existence, this has got to happen.
I'm afraid this didn't just happen.
What do you mean?
My hunch is we've been framed.
Framed?
But who would do a thing like
that? Mike Hickey? Holy smoke.
He's got enough official control to pull a thing like this?
Why, sure. That's right, by heaven. Mike Hickey did this to stop the planet's presses, to keep us from telling the people the truth about him. Well, I'm not going to let him get away with this.
How can you stop him, Mr.
White? I'll go to the health department, to the police, to the mayor. I'll take him to the highest court in the land. I'll show them they can't pull a thing like this on me and get away with it.
Calm down. I won't. Wait a minute. Now, first, it's just my hunch that Hickey is behind this. Second, even if you have a bare chance of licking that quarantine, it'll be days, maybe weeks, before they lift it. And in the meantime, where will we be?
We can't be any worse off than we are now.
Now, wait a minute. Don't we own a paper mill in Canada?
Well, sure we do. That's where the boatload came from. But do you know how long it takes for a shipment to get down here?
Yes, I know. But I also know how we can get at least a carload of it and right away.
Now, look, Kent, this is no time for jokes.
This is no joke. Wait and see.
Kent! Hey, wait, where are you going? Well, what are you going to do?
No time for quiz games now, Chief. Just you sit tight and watch us knock the props out from under Mr. Hickey's frame-up.
Leaving Perry White and Joe Martin wondering if he can be serious, Clark Kent hurries into a deserted storeroom. A moment later, stripped down to the red and blue costume of Superman, he rockets out into the sunlit sky and hurtles northward, his crimson cape streaming in the wind. Within a matter of minutes, workers at a large paper mill in Canada are amazed to see the tall, colorfully garbed figure plummet down from the sky and seek out the plant superintendent.
Great she-horses, that Superman.
Right, Mr. Gavin. I'm here to pick up some more paper for the Daily Planet. Can you give me a carload now?
Sure, Superman, as soon as we can load it.
Don't bother. I'll take care of that. You just show me where I can find it.
Out at the warehouse, this way.
Following the bewildered superintendent to the stockpile, Superman swiftly loads a number of huge, heavy rolls of newsprint paper on a flat car. Then, as the mill hands look on in awestruck astonishment, the Man of Steel lifts the railroad car and, holding it as if it were a waiter's tray, leaps up into the sky.
Up, up, and away!
A short while later, Superman delivers his cargo to the Daily Planet building, and the presses are kept rolling in the campaign to defeat corrupt politicians. But it isn't long before Mike Hickey is advised of Perry White's mysterious shipment of paper. Furious at this unforeseen turn of events, he summons one of his men.
Pete!
Yeah, Mr. Hickey.
Somehow, White managed to get around our quarantine of his boat and load up with enough paper to keep the Daily Planet going. Spread the word that I want to know what happened and how. You got it, Pete?
Yeah, Mr. Hickey, I got it.
Now that they've taken the first trick from me, we're really going to get tough. Tell Louis I want to see him. I want him and you to carry out my plan to fix it so Joe Martin don't run for mayor. And when the Daily Planet bunch sees what happens, I guarantee they won't want to back anybody else who runs against my machine.
Worried now and very much angered, the powerful political machine boss prepares a new scheme designed to wreck the newborn reform movement that threatens his power. What will happen? We'll know in a moment, so stand by.
Partner, what am I hiding in my hand?
Oh, by the look of it, I'd say you had some of those Pep Super Photos and were set for a game of photo swap.
Right. But first, let's explain that you play photo swap with the photos of screen and sports stars you get. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
They're actual candid camera-sized super photos of great stars like Joan Bennett and Dana Andrews of United Artists. Or Orville Grove, Chicago White Sox pitcher.
Now listen, you want to collect all 24 different photos in the series, sure. And that's where Photo Swap, the swell new swap game, comes in. You play it with your duplicate photos. So always carry with you at least two or more duplicates you want to swap.
Right. Now we'll show you how the game goes.
I meet my friend here. So I pull out my duplicate photos and keep them covered in my hand. Then I say, photo swap. So he pulls out his photos, too. Keeps them covered. Hey, photo swap?
Yep.
Then swap two off the top.
Okay. Then we trade the two top photos in our hands.
Correct. And that double swap may give each of us two photos we needed for our collection of 24 different photos in the series.
And remember, every PEP package has a super photo inside as a prize.
And every PEP package is crammed with prize eating. You just can't beat those crisp, catchy-tasting flakes of whole wheat. I mean Kellogg's PEP, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's PEP, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As we rejoin them now, Clark Kent is seated in Perry White's office, talking over the day's events with his editor.
Boy, oh boy, Kent, I'd give a lot to know what's going on through Mike Hickey's head. I mean, since he found out that he didn't stop us from publishing by slapping a quarantine on a boatload of paper.
I'm afraid you'll know soon enough. It won't be very nice, either.
Huh? Oh, rubbish. He's stymied now. There's nothing he can do to us.
Well.
Oh, by the way, Kent, how did you manage to contact Superman to help us out of this spot?
Oh, mental telepathy, you might say.
Oh, come now.
What's the difference, Chief? That's not important now. What we've got to do is plan to prevent the next move.
Mr. White! Mr. Kent!
What's the matter, Beanie?
What happened?
I came to tell you. My brother, Joe.
Well, what about Joe?
He won't be running for mayor now.
You what? What do you mean? What happened, Beanie?
Stop falling and tell us.
Oh, Joe. Oh, golly. I don't know how to tell you.
His hands covering his face, his shoulders bent. Copy boy Beanie Martin breaks into heartbroken sobbing as Clark Kent and editor Perry White stand by, wondering and alarmed. What has happened to Beanie's brother Joe, the planet's candidate for mayor of Metropolis? Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss, threatens that Joe Martin would not run for office. What has Hickey done to make good his threat? We'll find out in tomorrow's exciting episode, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 6 of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Say, wanna be original?
Wanna? Be among the first to sport color transfers of Harold Teen, Lilum, Shadows, and the Gump.
Tattoo them onto your shirts, blouses, and bandanas.
Just press them on with a hot iron. They'll stay on through lots of washing.
Get all six in this new series. You'll find one in every package of Kellogg's Shredded Wheat.
They're new.
They're terrific.
Almost 4 inches high.
Remember, no box tops, no money to send.
Get your color transfers right in your next package of the sweet-as-a-nut cereal, Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. Tomorrow night's Halloween, which means fun. But have fun without breaking or damaging things. There's been too much damage already from hurricanes and forest fires. So don't add to the destruction. Don't light fires. Don't damage property. Play safe.
This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.